I must emphasize at the outstart that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is not a politician.
That's right.
So I'm not here this afternoon as a Republican, nor as a Democrat.
Tell us, brother.
Not as a Mason, nor as an elk.
Well, tell us what you're here for.
Not as a Protestant, nor a Catholic.
That's right.
Not as a Christian,
on,
nor a Jew.
All right, now.
Not as a Baptist, nor a Methodist.
Yes.
In fact, not even as an American.
Yes, sir.
Because if I was an American, the problem that confronts our people today wouldn't even exist.
That's right.
Now we ain't Americans, huh?
So I have to stand here today as what I was when I was born, a black man. Before there was any such thing as a Republican or a Democrat, we were black. Before there was any such thing as a Mason or an elk, we were black.
Yeah.
That's right.
Before there was any such thing as a Jew or a Christian, we were black people. In fact, before there was any such place as America, we were black.
Right.
And after America has long passed from the scene, there will still be black people. I'm going to tell you like it really is. Every election year, these politicians are sent up here to pacify them. They're sent here and set up here by the white men. This is what they do. They send drugs in Harlem down here to pacify us. They send alcohol down here to pacify us. They send prostitution down here to pacify us. Why, you can't even get drugs in Harlem without the white man's permission. You can't get prostitution in Harlem without the white man's permission. You can't get gambling in Harlem without the white man's permission. Every time you break the seal on that liquor bottle, that's a government seal you're breaking. Oh, I say it again, you've been had. You've been took. You've been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, run amok. This is what he does.